But we did on Baruch Sheng for Malchus Olam Vaed, because it's a bit of a difficult area there. Strange area. We started with the Rambam. Rambam in Hilchos Kriyas Shema Perek Aleph Halacha Daled. Hakorei Kriyas Shema Kishu Gomer Pasuk Rishon Omer Balachash Baruch Shem Kvo Malchuso La'olam Voed. V'chozer V'kori Kedarko. And then he continues the way he was being carried before. Question is, does the Rambam mean he continues on the, he says Shema in one tone, then he goes down for Baruch Shem, and then he goes back to his original tone? I mean, that's what it sounds like on the surface. But the Choza V'kari Kedarko, or does he mean simply the Choza V'kari Kedarko, that he only has to be concerned with going down for the Baruch Shem in tone, and the rest he simply is Kari Kedarko? Two possibilities. We're not concerned here with that question. But what we are concerned with is the idea. The Beis Yosef brings down both possibilities. In other words, is it enough to differentiate between the Shema and the Baruch Shem? Or do you have to have a lower tone on Baruch Shem and a common tone on Shema and V'ahavta, on Kriyas HaParsha? So the Rambam asks, V'lama Karin Kain, and why are we Kari the Baruch Shem that way, and the Baruch Shem in a lower tone? Okay. Mesora Sibiyadenu. We have a Mesora that Shebishor Shekibetz Yaakov Avinu was born of Mitzrayim, that when Yaakov Avinu gathered together the Shiftei Kor in Mitzrayim, Bishas Misoso Tzivim Vizirzim Al Yichud Hashem. So he was Mitzava them and Mizaris them, and he made it very clear that this is really extremely significant. You should be very careful with this. This Yichud Hashem is really everything. And he was Mizaris them, that they should be very careful with this idea to preserve it properly and to be involved in it. Okay. Not just for themselves, but for the foundation of Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael is founded on that idea. V'al derech Hashem sheholach bo Avram v'Yitzchak Aviv. On the Yichud Hashem and the whole derech Hashem that Avram and Yitzchak went, which was, what was the derech Hashem? Was the Yichud Hashem. And Yitzchak took over, like the Rambam explains, after Avraham Avinu was Nifter. Okay? So that's the whole Derech Hashem that he's talking about. Okay, one second. V'sho'al oson v'omalohan. And he asks them, and he said to them, Bonai, Shema yesh bochem psolos, mi she'eino omer imi b'yichud adon kol olam. Maybe one of you really is not completely in agreement with me and the whole philosophy that I presented to you of the Yichud Hashem, Ki inyin sh'amalonu Moshe Rabbeinu pen yesh b'chem ish o isha porer o shalano en atem nitzovim. So, anu kulam, so he was, what was he concerned about? that if there is one of them that is not only b'yichur Hashem, he doesn't hold from the philosophy of yichur Hashem, so then they're not fit to be maimed Klal Yisrael. He would exclude them. Just like Pen Yesh Bechem Sheresh Parosh Alano, Vayev Hashemo, so the Torah says that God will remove him from the people. So apparently, Yaakov Avinu was doing was, he was saying that if somebody is not, if one of the Shiftei Kohat doesn't have this idea, and is not ready to be Moser, his Nefesh, for this idea, and to recognize that this is the essence of being Mamed, the Shiftei Kohat, so he's not Roy. So, therefore, he would be removed from being of those that are the progenitors of the Shiftei Kohat. So what happened? Yeah, the Gemara says that it was the Nostalgman of Shechina. So that's why, we'll take the Gemara. But anyway, same thing. So, V'amru lo, and they said to him, Shema Yisrael, Adeshem Alekengo, Adeshem Echad. Klomar, Shema Mimenu, Avinu Yisrael. Listen, be mekabel from us, our father Yisrael. The shame Yisrael they used is because Yisrael was the shame of Yaakov Avinu, that was his ultimate shame that he received through Nevoah. And that was the shame that referenced the fact that we're B'nai Yisrael and that he'll be Mamed all Klal Yisrael. So when they all confirmed to Yaakov Avinu that they're all with him in the zeros of the Yichud and the whole Derech Hashem, so Pasach Hazokin va'ona Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vav. So he was Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the phrase Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vav. Lefichach Nagu Kol Yisrael Lomar Shevach Sheshibach Bo Yisrael Hazokin. So that's why Kol Yisrael is noeg to say that Shevach, that same Shevach that Yaakov Avinu said when he was in a state of mind that he felt happy that the whole Kol Yisrael, all his Bonim were with him and he could be Mamed the Shiftei Kohat from every one of his Bonim. So he said that Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so the first problem we have here is that this is really Hilchos Kriyas Shema. It's not a Agada, it's not Medrash, and we have a hard time understanding why the Rambam took this Gemara so seriously and placed it in the Shema as a part of the Shema when it's really Divrei Agada. Now, if you're going to say that it means that the Baruch Shem, see, the Baruch Shem, when Yaakov Avinu said the Baruch Shem, he wasn't saying it as an appropriate mashlim for the Shem Havaya and the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. He was saying it as a Shevach because of his situation. So what does that have to do with us? What does that have to do with the Kriya of Parshas Shema? Okay. I think that on the surface, when we learn this, most people interpret that the Baruch Shem that Yaakov Avinu said was really a mashlim for the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. So therefore they interpret that the Parsha you say out loud, because that's the Kriyas of Parsha. But the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, which is an appropriate complement for the Shema, so you say that quietly because Moshe Lo Omra means because it's not really part of the Parsha. That's where most, that's the superficial, I think, the superficial pshat. But it doesn't really work out according to the Rambam. Because the Rambam doesn't say that. He wouldn't require this whole lengthy explanation. He would just say that Yaakov Avinu said it because it's an appropriate mashlim for Kabbalah Samachah Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. It's not part of the parsha. So we say it quietly to show that it's a complement to the Kabbalah Samachah Shemayim, but it's not Kriya Saparsha. To differentiate between Kriya Saparsha of Moshe Rabbeinu and between the Kabbalah Samachah Shemayim Belev. But if that were the case, the Rambam could have really made it much shorter. He should have just said that Yaakov Avinu said Baruch Shem because it's the appropriate mashlim for the Kabbalah Samachah Shemayim. And we say it quietly to demonstrate it's not part of Kriya Saparsha. But that's not what he says. As a matter of fact, what we're saying is, he seems to be saying that we're repeating the Baruch Shem that he said, and the Baruch Shem that he said was for a different reason. Because of this whole situation that he had before him of being minded to shift a goal. And it's a separate Shevach. But we repeat that Shevach that he said for some reason. I mean, why? I mean, we're not in that situation. Why do we repeat it? It's Divrei Haggadah. So that's the problem that we have studying the Rambam in the Yad, that it seems to be, the way he's presenting it, it's a Divrei Haggadah. So what does it have to do with Halacha? We shouldn't say it all together. Okay. So let's take a look at the Gemara. It's based on the Gemara in Psachim Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph. So the Gemara says, "Dafnun vavam and aleph and psachim va'anan." It's approximately where the lines get wide. It's approximately about 10-12 lines down. There's a little aleph there. Va'anan my time. Well, I'm using this Gemara. I don't know if it's the same setup, but it's about 1/3 of the blot down. So the Gemara says, "Va'anan." My time ma'amrinan lay. Why do we say Baruch Shem v'machus ulam v'ed? Ki didarish Reb Shimon ben Lakish. The Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish v'yikra Yaakov el bonov v'yomer he'asfu v'gidlu lochem eisa shikres l'machus ayomim bikesh Yaakov l'galos l'vonov keitz ayomim. So he wanted to be megala to his children, to his sons, the ultimate case. The nistalka mimenu shchina, that they were, the shchina was removed from them because they weren't roy to have that mare hanavur. Omar, but he didn't know. He got scared, and he said, Shema chas v'shalom yesh b'mitasi psul. Maybe the reason why there was a Siluk Shechina is because there's a psul in my offspring. Kavram, she yotzu mimenu Yishmael. V'ovi Yitzchak, she yotzu mimenu Esav. Omru lo bonov, Shema Yisrael, ad Hashem Elokeinu, ad Hashem Echad. Omru, kishem she'ein belipcho ela echod, kach ein belibbeinu ela echod. That we are on the same level, so to speak, on the same wavelength insofar as Yichud Hashem, that there's none other. There's none other. You see that it's not an easy thing. I mean, it's easy to say, but it's very hard. It's the most difficult thing because you're removing all the trends of Avodah Zarah that are natural in man. And you're positing the Yichud Hashem and Ein Od Milvado. That's Kol HaTorah Kula, and it's It's an assignment for us for our entire lives. Because to reach that level fully, the person can keep on going and going. But they said that just like Ein Belibcha Ela Echad, Kach Ein Belibenu Ela Echad, that we are committed to the Yichud, just like you, of course, the Das HaYichud of Yaakov was on a higher plane. But the commitment to the Yichud on his level, the commitment to the Yichud on his level was the same. Insofar as they were able to commit themselves to the Yichud Hashem, they committed themselves fully. Okay, and that's all that could be expected of the person. Okay.
Someone, you have to put your mute button on. We have background noise of children.
Okay. Could everybody make sure that check the mute button? All right. Yeah. Let me first finish down that question, sorry. You'll be over. If it's not blinking, it's just on, right? I just want to make sure it's on. It stays, it doesn't blink. Can't make a point. Okay, very good. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ba'osa Shah Pasach Yaakov Vinu V'Amar Baruch Shem Kval Malchus Olam Vod Amri Rabbanan. So Rabbanan said, Heichi Navid. How should we do it? How should we recite the Baruch Shem? Nimruhu, shall we say it? Lo Amro Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. That sounds like the Gemara is saying it's not part of the Parsha. Right? Lo Nimruhu, should we not say it? Amro Yaakov. But Yaakov did say it. So that's like I said before, it sounds like he's saying that it really Yaakov said it for a valid reason because it's being a mashlim for the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. That's what it sounds like Gemara is saying. Iskinu shiyu omro sobachashoy. But then we have the problem that it would mean that it's just a it's a mashlim for the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, but it doesn't sound like that from the Sipur HaMaisa. It's a different Shevach altogether. Moreover, you see the Rambam brings it down, Lalacha, he brings down the whole Medrash, like we asked before. So it's interesting, the Gemara goes further and gives a reason. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amri Debei Rabbi Ami, Mashal Levas Melech, it's a mashal for a princess, Shehiricha Tzike Kedera, that she smelled the leftovers of a Kedera, of something that was some delicious food that was cooked. Im Tomar, if she says, I want the rest, the bottom of the pan, Yesh Lognai. So it's inappropriate for her because she's a princess. Lo Tomar, if she doesn't ask for it, Yesh Latzar, because she has a desire for it. Like Rashi says, Yesh Latzar, why? Because Tzar Gufa Machmas HaTaiva, because she's Misava for the bottom of the pan, the Tzike Kedera. Sometimes the bottom of the pan is better than the, has a special flavor, even better than the food, the pan itself. But it's inappropriate for a bas melech to engage in such a type of a delicacy. So his schilu avodeh lohavi, what's all of it? His schilu lohavi lo bachashoy. So her servants brought it to her in her room privately, that no one should see. Okay? That's the Gemara. So the Gemara really throws some light on the situation by introducing a new element. That somehow or other, with regard to our saying the Baruch Shem, we're like the Bas Melach, we're like the princess. That we're a little ashamed of it. So what's there to be ashamed of? I mean, again, if the whole idea was that the Baruch Shem is a mashlim, what's there to be ashamed of? So you see from the Gemara that something's going on here that's beneath the surface. Okay, that for some reason we have some reason to be ashamed for saying it. Okay? So what we wanted to say was that, you see, the idea of Vizir Zeim al Hayichud, okay, was that the Yichud requires zeros. That's our gift, our identity, and we have to keep it and be mizaris ourselves constantly on the Yichud Hashem, and not to allow our minds to correct our minds when it flows away into alien areas that recognize other forces somehow, indirectly perhaps. But wherever that happens, we have to be mizaris ourselves and remove ourselves from those alien notions and false ideas. So the zeros al hayichud is really part of the Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. That's what the Gemara says. That it's not simply the enunciation of the yichud, but the yichud requires zeros. Like Yaakov Avinu was metzavein and mezarzein. So we have to be very cautious and very vigilant in our keeping the yichud and watching our minds and studying our minds. That when it trails off away, we have to mizarz ourselves back on the right path. It's the very challenge of Yahadus. That is the challenge of Yahadus. So the zeros hayichud is part of the mitzvah hayichud. So the mitzvah hayichud is not just the enunciation and the verification of the yichud bepeh. But it really involves more. It involves a whole process of zeros and vigilance with regard to that essential idea, which is the essence of the whole Yahadus. It's like the Chinuch says, that Yichud Hashem, under the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, he says, and if you don't have this one, everything else is worthless. Okay? So, and Chazal say, the famous Chazal, that when the Kohen was, Meshuach Muhammad said, Shema Yisrael, Atem Kreet Mayom HaMuchama Levechem, Shema Yisrael, Chazal say, even if you just have this one mitzvah of Shema Yisrael, you'll have the Ashgacha on your side. Okay, the Yichud Hashem, that's the essence of Yahadus. We can't forget what the essence is. It's important. It's important. That's why I believe we one time said Pshat and Taisvis and Menachas that says that the Sirtut is on the mezuzah, on the parshas of Shema and Vayam Shema. Why is the Sirtut on the mezuzah? Because the mezuzah is those two parshas of Yichud Hashem. So the Sirtut shows that those two parshas, there's an essence in Torah. There's an essence in Torah. Torah isn't just an accumulation of mitzvahs, of tayag mitzvahs. There's an essence here. There's an essence from which is noveah, the whole system. And that essence must be guarded very carefully. So, how do we guard it? We inspire ourselves, so to speak, with the mitzvah sayichud. So what is the inspiration that we use? we use the inspiration from the Sipur HaMaisa of Yaakov Avinu. Because that's Mezarez us, because when we read that story, that account gives us a certain zeros, that the account shows us the significance of the Yichud, and how we have to keep the Yichud, and how important it is. So when we're Mekabel Malchus Shemayim and Shema Yisrael and Kriya Shema, so the Sipur HaMaisa serves to enhance the zeros of the Yichud, and that adds to our Kabbalah Sayichud. Because like I said, Yichud is not a simple thing. It's Kol HaTorah Kula, and it's a challenge for our entire lives. It's the essence. Okay, and you see, that's why you see that no other Ummah has it. We're the only ones that have it. We're the only ones that have it. So the zeros comes from the Sipur HaMaisa. That's why the Gemara says, should we not say it, it would be inappropriate, because Yaakov Avinu said it, and since Yaakov Avinu said the Baruch, so when we say the Baruch Shem, we're saying over what Yaakov Avinu said, and that is Mezarez us. So we can't omit the zeros. But Nimrinhu, shall we just say it like part of the Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Amro. What does it mean, Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Amro? What it means is, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu say the Baruch Shem if he came after Yaakov Avinu? He could have said the Sipur too. The answer is, it would be inappropriate for Moshe Rabbeinu to say that. Because for Moshe Rabbeinu to say that is Mezarez him would be degrading his level of Nevoah. He doesn't need that zeros. That's a nice zeros for us. But for Moshe Rabbeinu, who's Omed Lefnei Hashem constantly, the zeros is the Amidot Lefnei Hashem, the Pe'el Peh, the fact that he's always Omed Lefnei Hashem. So his zeros stems from the very essence of the idea of Yichud Hashem. If he would have said that the zeros is from the story, that would be inappropriate it would give us a false, completely false notion of Moshe Rabbeinu. And not only that, but it would really misguide us as to our objective. And even though Yahadus maintains a philosophy, Sulam Mutzav Arzav Eroshon Magia Shamayma, so to speak, which means that even though we're on the ground, but nevertheless we still study the Eroshon Magia Shamayma, the heights of the ideas. We might not be able to do it, but it's extremely significant to know the ideas. So we must know that our objective really is to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, to reach that level that the zeros of Yichud emanates from the Yichud itself. And it doesn't need any Sipur HaMaisa. So that's why the Gemara says that it's a Mashal Labas Melech. Because the Bas Melech is attracted to the bottom of the food in the pan, which is tasty, but she's ashamed of it because it's really not to her level. So we are inspired by what? By the Sipur HaMaisa, which is good, wonderful. For us, it's very good. But there's something lacking in that. Because Moshe Lo Amro, we really must recognize that we shouldn't need that. But in fact, we do need that. Because we're like the Bas Melech. So since we're caught in a somewhat of a contradictory situation, where we do need the zeros from the Sipur HaMaisa, and yet we recognize that Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Amro, because he didn't need such a zeros, his zeros came from the idea itself, and that's what we really should be on that level. So in order to indicate our level, in order to obtain the benefit of the Yichud from the Sipur, and yet not lose the benefit of the ultimate objective of what Yichud Hashem means, which is from Moshe Rabbeinu. So we say it b'chashoy. We say it quietly, like we're ashamed of it. So the chashoy, the demonstration of the fact that we're not on the level, retains for us the ultimate idea in its pure form, our real objective in life. So the Kabbalah Salmon for Shamayim is really complete now, because the Kabbalah Salmon for Shamayim gives us a functional zeros and a vigilance and a method of attaining our goal, and simultaneously it shows you what the pure goal is, which is a level that Moshe Rabbeinu was on. And we're not on that level. But nevertheless, we have to recognize that is the essence of the level, and that is really what it is. We can't describe it in a different manner, because we'll be taken away from the idea of the Yichud. So we need a practical zeros, and we don't want to lose the theoretical idea, which is that the Yichud itself is the greatest zeros, and we shouldn't need anything else. That's what the Gemara says. It's an amazing thing. If it weren't for the Gemara, that the Gemara gives that marshal for the Bas Melech, we would have no way of understanding it. No way of understanding it. So, therefore, the Rambam brings down the Sipur HaMaisa, because the Sipur HaMaisa is really part of the Halacha. It's not a Divrei Agada. And it's not a Mashlim. It's a Sipur HaMaisa that we have to know this Sipur HaMaisa, so we have to understand the framework in which we're saying Baruch Shem. The framework is the Divrei Agada. We're repeating the Baruch Shem to bring to our mind the whole account of Yaakov Avinu when he said, Ikavtzu v'agidu lachem, and he was Mekabez Banov, and the whole situation that went on there. And it's Shevach L'Makom. So the account is part of the Kabbalah Salmon for Shamayim. It means if a person doesn't know this Rambam, he really doesn't have a kiyum of Baruch Shem. Because if he misunderstands it, then it lacks in the Kabbalah Salmon for Shamayim. Okay? All right, hold on. Okay. Right, that's what the Rambam says in the end. He says, what does he say? He says, Lefichach, Noagu kol Yisrael lomar shevach, sheshibach bo Yisrael azokain achar pasukzeh. We're repeating the shevach of the zokain. The shevach of the zokain, okay? That's what we're doing. It gives you a whole different understanding of the Baruch Shem from Chuslov. Okay? The zeros is an intrinsic part of the mitzvah sayichud. Because we're very far. And that's the whole challenge of Yahadus. To remove any superstition, any alien idea, which we fall into accidentally through associations in our mental phenomena. And we have to mizarez ourselves and constantly remove those alien ideas. And the highest level, the more the person removes the alien ideas, the higher his Yichud Hashem is. And that's a lifetime obligation and challenge. Okay? That's part of... Even the Shiftei Kar required zeros. Because there's no end to it. To reach the pure level of Yichud Hashem is endless. It's a lifetime's obligation and work, and it's infinite for us. That's part of the concept of the Yichud. I mean, the whole Yichud Hashem emerges here beautifully in terms of the concept and the idea of the Yichud Hashem, but that's intrinsic in the Yichud. Yeah, I mentioned that the Torah is not just compilation of mitzvahs, but it has an essence. It means that in every mitzvah that we have, there is always a relation back to the Yichud Hashem. There is always a tie to Yichud Hashem. Karbonos, Shem Avaya. Everything we do, and even in the setup of Karbonos, and I even remember we went through Rav Chaim on Hadlakas HaNeres in the Mikdash, and his conclusion was clearly a conclusion that ties Hadlakas HaNeres to Yichud Hashem. It's an amazing Rav Chaim. But every mitzvah always goes back to Yichud Hashem. That's the heart and the essence of Yadus, of the Torah, Kol Torah Kulo. Every single mitzvah. Okay? In some way. Okay? And if a person has Yichud Hashem completely, so then he doesn't need the mitzvahs. That's not for us, but Avraham Avinu, for instance. And many Yerushonim saying Gonim say that he didn't do the mitzvahs. But he wasn't lacking because by Yikra Shom Avram B'Shem Ad Hashem Kel Olam, his Yichud Hashem was complete. He didn't need anything to perfect them beyond his ideas. So the Yichud Hashem is the essence and it's everything. And Kol HaTorah Kulo Tluya Bo. All right? And Mendy's point is a good point, that there is another facet here from the Medrash that equates us to the Bas Melech. And the Bas Melech had a yearning. So it shows that in Klal Yisrael there is a yearning for Yichud Hashem. There is a yearning. But the yearning yearns to satisfy itself through the Sipur HaMaisa level more than through the essence. That's where we're headed to. But the it's a shevach for Klal Yisrael as well. That we have, there is that because of Matan Torah, we have a yearning for Yichud Hashem. And you see that's true in Yadus in general. And even Jews that aren't religious. But you see, when it comes to the Avodah Zarah, and it comes to, for instance, Yeshu and things like that, you see that it's despicable to them. That they can't accept such stupidity. And it's abhorrent. It's abhorrent. And that Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, through Maamar HaSinai, implanted in us. And we have that, we do have that yearning. The only thing is, it's a long road. And we have to start on the road of the Derech of the Bas Melech, and we have to travel that road as far as we can in the direction of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, yeah, but that's true. The Medrash does show that, and it's true, that this Ummah is different. This Ummah can't tolerate. Moshe Rabbeinu implanted something in us that despises the nonsense of Avodah Zarah. There is an abhorrence of it. Okay. Yeah, in the tefillos before the tefillah, Avol anachnu amcha b'nei v'risecha, b'nei Avram ohavcha, shenishbata lo bahara moria, zera Yitzchak yechido, shenekel agave mizbeach, adas Yaakov b'nchoy b'chorecha, shemei ahavoscha shohavta oso, ומשמחוסו ששמחת בו, קורוסו שמו ישרו וישרון, לפיכוך אנחנו חייבים להודות לך ולשפיכך ולפוארך ולעשה שרח ולשמך, אשרינו מה טוב חלקנו, and how does it wind up? אשרינו שאנחנו משקים מעריב ורבו ומאים וחולים שמה ישרו. Okay, so it winds up in the Kabbalah של מלך השמיים. So you see the Kabbalah של מלך, that's a zeros. The zeros of Avol Anachnu Amcha B'nei V'Risecha, we mezarez ourselves in the Yichud. We go back to Avram Avinu, to Yitzchak, to the greatness of Yaakov Avinu, and because of that, we're chayav to be mishabeach, and that's mezarez us, and it leads to the Yichud Hashem, which culminates Ashrenu shenachnu mashkim ma'ariv mervok b'malom p'mayim b'chol yom shema Yisrael. Rabbi Zucker mentioned that's true, that's correct. That's exactly what the tefillah is. The tefillah before the tefillahs. Okay? Yeah. Yes. Yeah, he says a derech Hashem. It's interesting. The Rambam says that the Rambam says in his Lashon, he says, Al Yichur Hashem Val Derech Hashem Shehalach Bo Avram V'Yitzchak Aviv. So there the Torah says, Ki Yedatev Asher Yitzav Es Bonav Es Beisel Achrov Lishmo Derech Hashem Lasos Tzedakah Mishpat. So why does the Rambam bring that in here? The reason is you have to know the Rambam at the end of the Mor Nevuchim. That the Rambam says in the end of the Mor Nevuchim, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Al Yisrael Lachacham Lachmosav, Al Yisrael Lagibur Bivuraso, Ki Im Bezos Yisrael Amisal, Haskel V'Yadoa Osi. So the Rambam says it could have stopped there, in the knowledge of Hashem and Yichud Hashem. But he says the pasuk goes on, Shani Hashem Osa Chesed Mishpat Tzedakah Ba'aretz Ki Be'el Lachafatzti. That the person has to know not just the Yichud Hashem, that Haskel V'Yadoa Osi, but V'Yadoa Osi means to know that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu emanates Tzedakah Mishpat. That's part and parcel of Yediyas Hashem. So that's why the Rambam brings that in, because the Yediyas Hashem and the Yichud Hashem is incomplete if the person doesn't really have that knowledge. That Lasos Tzedakah Mishpat emanates naturally from the Yichud Hashem. Okay, and that would perhaps answer the Ramban's question on the Rambam, because Ramban says that according to the Rambam, who takes Parshas Vayera as Maisei Nevuah, so he asks, so the first part never happened, that whole story never occurred. So it's just like a precursor for Sora, for Nevuah Sora. So he says, if that's the case, it's just a precursor. He says, then it's Bo HaNevuah ki HaChalomos Barov Inyanim. HaChalomos have extraneous things, but Nevuah doesn't. So it just has like a precursor in there, in order to in order to get to the essence. That's like a dream. He says that's not a Nevuah. But perhaps the Rambam, I can't say for certain over here, but perhaps what the Rambam learned was that the idea that he got through that Nevuah was that the Yichud, how the Yichud Hashem entails essentially Ki Anei Hashem Osa Chesed Mishpat Tzedakah Ba'aretz. That idea was part of his Ma'ariv Nevuah. Okay, I'm just introducing that as a conjecture. Okay. There's one more point here. The point is the Baruch Shem that we say on Yom HaKippur. Okay, there, that appears to be problematic. Because there we say, the Minhag Ashkenaz is to say the Baruch Shem out loud. Why? Because the Torah brings down from a Medrash. That the Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was Olal HaMorom, so he saw the Shevach of the Malachim is Baruch Shem for Malchus Olal HaMorom. So he stole it and brought it down to Klal Yisrael. But he said, since it's stolen, you have to hide it and you should say it quietly. But on the night of Yom HaKippur, you're entitled to it because we're like Malachim. Okay, so that's a different medrash. So how could we switch off? The Chachmei Sfara didn't switch off, but apparently the Chachmei Ashkenaz took the liberty to switch off to that other medrash. How could they do that? Yes.
Is there going to be like halacha?
In other words, really, the zeros on the yichud, it doesn't matter if it's from one medrash or another. So all year long, we don't use the medrash as a zeros all year long, because it's not enough of a zeros to say that we say it quietly. because Moshe Rabbeinu stole from the Malachim and we're ashamed to say it quietly. So we use the zeros from the Maisa by Yaakov Avinu. But on Yom HaKippurim, which is once a year, that we have the idea that we're Kamalachim, we're entitled to say the Baruch Shem. So there, that zeros qualifies. So we use the zeros from that medrash. It's not halacha that you have to use. Halacha is to be mezarez ourselves, whether it's from that medrash or whether it's from the Divrei Agada and the Gemara. But all year long we use the Divrei Agada. And the Chachmei Sfarad maintain you use it on Yom Kippur and you never change it. But apparently the Chachmei Ashkenaz held that since on Yom HaKippurim we recognize that we're Kamalachim, so the Zeros Ala Yichud could stem from that other Medrash as well. Okay?
It's also
Right, right, that's correct.
The reason why we do it
always is... The Zeros of the Malachim is that the Kedushas HaYom of Yom HaKippurim is that we are no Ekim Malachim. No achila, no shsiya, no bia, the isurim, and the removal from all physical. So therefore, we're kamalachim. So in that sense, we have a right. We're saying that we have a right to the baruch shem. We have a right to say the baruch shem when we're on that level. So that's a different kind of mezaris. So the Chachmei Ashkenaz wanted to use the zeros that emanates from the Kedushas HaYom on Yom Kippur. Okay, the zeros that emanates from the Kedushas HaYom, which is based on the other Medrash. But it's not a Tati de Sasri. It's not a Tati de Sasri. Both of them. Okay. It is true, and Rav Eshel Shechter brings down that the Rav mentioned our Chaim held that biyachid you can say it out loud, because apparently biyachid there is no busha. Because biyachid you can be honest with yourself, but betzibur where you're reflecting the highest level, there you can't do that. Okay,
yeah.
I think the Rav mentioned that he personally saw Rav Chaim doing that, because he saw him davening biyachidus and he said it out loud. So he asked him. So he gave him an answer. There was a story that attended that. Rav Hershel Shechter doesn't bring it down, but I remember there was a story. I just don't remember exactly what the story was. He brings down a story?
Yeah, he says because it's not the Torah Star Shedusha by yourself.
Okay. But I remember there was a story where Rav Chaim said that if I heard my grandson say something such and such, I wouldn't be embarrassed about it. Some kind of a story there. I don't remember exactly. Okay. But I think the key is that the achidus, he could be honest with himself, but the tzibur reflects the highest, it's Zavash of Adusha, reflects the highest level, so therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu lo amro, so we can't say it. Okay.